Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nedarim Daf Samach Tes. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 5 lines from the top of Daf Samach Tes. The triangle that you see is a continuation of the marking scheme that we featured and we began in our previous shiur. And essentially, the triangles represent a series of questions regarding Haforas Nedarim. On the side, we have a topic heading, which reads as follows. She'elois ba'omid zeh, we will have questions on this omid of Gemara. Yesh she'elo l'chochem. If a father or a husband had either been mekayim the vow of the girl, can it be rescinded? Can the hakoma be retracted? Or the hafora, the annulment, can it be retracted? The second question that we'll see is Kiyem lichi. A father or husband says, Kiyem lichi twice. V'nishal al hakoma rishona. And he rescinds through a she'elas chocham, the first of the substantiations. What happens now? Another question. Kiyem lichi umufur lichi, v'lo techul hakoma elim ken chola hafora. Father says, I substantiate your vow, and I annul your vow, and I don't want the substantiation to have strength unless the annulment kicks in. Now we turn to the Gemara. Boy Rava, yesh she'ela b'hokeim o ein she'ela b'hokeim. Hokeim is hakoma, the substantiation of the vow. Can it be rescinded or not? Let us look together at the Tosfos commentary. Yesh she'ela b'hokeim, im hekim habal. If the husband substantiated the arusa's vow, v'shal l'chocham, and then sought annulment of that through a Torah sage, mahu sheyuchal habal l'hofer, ubo bayo mayri. Can the husband on that day, of course it's the day that he heard the vow initially, can he now annul? De'i b'yom shel acharav, if you're talking about the next day, lo mo'il ha-she'ela, the rescission wouldn't help, the mukam ha-neder li'olam, the fact that a day went by, the vow remains now intact permanently, v'kol she'kein, Kevon de Kayim, and all the more so since he initially, in fact, substantiated it. So the question has been presented. Is there She'elo b'hakoma or not? We continue in the Gemara. Im tim silomar ye She'elo b'hakeim. If you say that, well, yes, hakoma can be undone. Ye She'elo b'hefer o ein She'elo b'hefer. Can annulment be undone? In order to appreciate this on another level, we look into the Rashi commentary and the wide lines. In Timsilma Yeshela Bahokim, if you assume or take the position that Hakoma can be rescinded, Yeshela Bahofer Klomar, the Mokim Hofer, Sheim Shoma is Nidra. Husband heard the nether, the lorotz lahafer, he didn't want to annul, elaholach V'nishal bo bayom al oisin neder l'chacham. Mai. And rather, he went to the chacham on the day of the vow and attempted to have it undone. Mi amrinon hoyol im hi hoyleches l'chacham v'nishalas lo shem atira. Dala divrei akol im nishalas l'chacham yochel ha'atila. Since if she went to a chacham and had it annulled, that would work. Hachanami nishalo av lachacham al neder bita yehi muter hoyol viiboy motzi mefer. So you see that the Rashi takes a unique approach to this particular question and raises it instead of, and he points out, instead of the father or the husband himself doing the hafara, can a chacham be employed to do the hafara? Let us look at the Tosfos commentary. Yesh she'elo b'hafer im nishal al haforoso. If the father or husband had been mefer the vow, and then he sought an absolution of his annulment. Miam rinon shaneder chozar le'esano. Do we say, well, that reinstates the vow of the girl, of the wife? Oh, lo. So Tosfos takes a very simple, direct approach to this question. If a hafora was done, and the hafora was then annulled, does that reinstate the vow? Now we go back to the Gemara text. Toshma, the Omar Rabbi Yochanan, nishalim al ha-hakem ve'ein nishalim al ha-hafer. So Rabbi Yochanan says that if the substantiation of the vow was done, that can be undone. But if a hafora was done, that is not rescinded. Before we continue to the next question, let us look at the Rosh's approach to this particular question, these two questions of Yesh She'ela B'Hakem, Yesh She'ela B'Hafer. The Rosh, you can see on the second of the wider lines under the Ran commentary, Yesh She'ela B'Hakem, Im Omar Lo Kim Lichi. If he said to her, I substantiate your vow, and then he seeks the annulment of his substantiation, Mehanyo le haforo oi loi. Do we say that there cannot, that annulment is effective? Or maybe not. Mi amrinon hodichsiv be lo yachel dvoro, that which the pasuk says, "Lo yachel dvoro v'darshin aval achir mochamin lo," but others can undo. In other words, if you vow, you cannot have it undone. You cannot violate your vow, but others can relieve you of your vow. Avokim neder shel ishto lo. However, this heter of achir mochamin lo doesn't extend to your substantiation of your wife's vow. So that this side of the analysis will tell us that, no, once you substantiate your wife's vow, you cannot have it rescinded. Oy dilma, or possibly kiyum neder kineder damya. Your substantiation of a vow is like the vow itself. And just like the vow itself has annulment through a chacham, your substantiation of her vow can also be undone. Then the next question had been, Yesh She'ela B'Hafer Olo, Mi Amrinon, do we say, Kevon di Yesh She'ela B'Hakem, working with the assumption that the hakoma, the substantiation, can be undone, Hua Dinami B'Hafer, so to your annulment of her vow can be undone. Vim Hafer Lo, V'Nishal L'Chochem Afor also, and if you in fact had annulled her vow and then sought a reversal of your annulment, Chozer Haneder L'Kadmuso, the vow returns to its original state of it being a vow. Oy dilma nihi die shela lahokim, or possibly we might say that granted there is the rescission of a substantiation. Hainu mishum dekiu neder kineder domi. That's because your substantiation of her vow is like the initial vow, which is subject to annulment, is subject to reversal. Aval hafara ein lo sheila, but your annulment of her vow, that cannot be reversed. So in the Gemara, we continue, and we saw that Rabbi Yochanan says, we'll read again, Toshma dem Rabbi Yochanan, Sholem ala hokem ve'ein nishalem ala hofer. Rabbi Yochanan ruled that Hakoma can be undone, and using the Rosh's analysis, that would be since substantiation of a vow is like a vow, so just like a vow can be undone through she'ela, through approaching a sage, so too your substantiation of vow can be reversed that way. But hafora, your having annulled the vow, that cannot be reversed. The next question, boy, Rava. Rabba asks, if a husband said, ki'im lichi, said it twice. V'nishal al hakomo rishona. And he then sought a reversal of the first of the two statements. Okay, of course, we're assuming that hakoma, like Rabbi Yochanan ruled, hakoma can be reversed. So he sought the annulment of his first hakoma. What results? Toshma, so the Gemara answers, Diyama Rova, in Nishal HaRishon, Shnil Chola Olov. If he reversed his first hakoma, the second hakoma, though, remains. Boy Rabba. Kien lichi umufer lichi. Husband says to his wife, I'm establishing, I'm substantiating your vow, and I'm annulling your vow. Velo techol hakomo ilim kein chola hafora. And I don't want my substantiation to be valid unless the hafora is valid. So the issue is, does this hafora, does this annulment cancel the hakomo and the hafora, the annulment remains or not? Mahu. We continue on Amud Bey's top line, Toshma. Let us conclude this question. Let us answer this question. Mi plukta de Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi. Take careful note that we're not saying that the answer is a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, but rather from a controversy that Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi had in a different topic, we will resolve our current question. Note that we have a long answer marking. So, what's this other topic? This non, we have a Tanaic source, which features a realm of sacrifices of kochim. A person attempts to replicate the sanctity of a sacrifice. In this case, there are two sacrifices in front of them, two different sacrifices. One is an ola and one is a shlamim. The Hebrew term for replication of sanctity is tamura. There is an entire tractate dedicated to this topic. Obviously, we're not going to get into the details. Suffice it to say that from a simple approach to this, we'll be able to convey the point of the answer. So we have someone trying to replicate the sanctity of these two sacrifices, and imagine there's a third animal, a chulin animal, standing nearby, and he wants to, replicate the sanctity. In this case, he mentions two different types of sacrifices. So Harezu Tmuras Oilo Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that if you say Harezu Tmuras Oilo Tmuras Shlomim, having mentioned Ola first, the third animal, that chulin animal, will become an Ola. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Im Lekach Niskavei Mitchila, if the owner's intention was, in fact, for both sanctities to take hold, since it's impossible to impose two different identities at once, Dvorov Kayomin. Well, his intent remains. Now, what that means in practical terms is that he will take the half the value of the of that chulin animal and buy with it an olah, and half the value and buy with it a shlomim. According to Rabbi Yossi, then there is an acknowledgement of both sanctities. V'afilu Rabbi Meir lo ka'omar, even Rabbi Meir, who said that only one sanctity is manifest or takes hold, elo delo omar, only because he did not say the following, lo techol zu elo im kein cholozu. He did not say that I want the ola sanctity to take hold only if the shlomim sanctity takes hold. Aval hacha, but in our case, diomar lo techel hakoma ela im kein chola hafora. I don't want the substantiation to take hold unless the hafora takes hold. Rabbi Meir nami moide the hafora chola. Rabbi Meir himself will concede that the hafora, that the annulment of the vow, takes hold. So the Gemara on the top line, when it said, let us answer the question from the Plukta de Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yossi, Tosfos points out that the answer is in effect an answer according to both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. So, as we see, the person who stipulates the hakoma, the substantiation of her vow, on the acceptance of the annulment, the vow is in effect annulled. Boy Rabba. Here, as you can see, we're continuing the series of questions, and he asks, Kiem umufor lichi bevasachas mahu. He simply says, in one phrase, I substantiate and annul your vow. Mahu. What's the result? Toshma. We're going to resolve this from, again, an outside topic. The outside topic is Meiser Behemoth. So maybe a word or two about Meiser Behemoth. A person who has a herd of animals, and within that herd, a number of animals are born on a given year. One-tenth of those new births are set aside as a sacrifice called Meiser Behemoth. In order to establish the one-tenth, the animals are set through a narrow passageway, and they're counted 1, 2, 3, 4, etc., until you get to number 10. The 10th animal is then marked with some red dye, and you continue the counting again of the next 10, and each 10th animal in that fashion is established as the Meiser Behemoth. Let us say that in the counting, he counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The 10th animal is marked as the 10th. And then the 11th animal, as it's coming out, he calls it 10 again. The result of that is the 11th animal does not become sanctified. The rule that we're going to see in a very abbreviated fashion states that if you can't call or proclaim or declare 10 one after the other, in other words, by saying 10 on the 10th animal and 10 on the 11th animal, the 11th animal doesn't become sanctified. Therefore, if you were to count the two animals, 10th and 11th, at one shot, these are 10. Nothing, it doesn't take hold. So with that in mind, we're going to then apply that to a person who substantiated and annulled in one shot. Can you substantiate a vow and then afterwards annul it? So since you can't annul it after you substantiated it, so too when you say in one phrase, I substantiate and annul, so the annulment does not take hold. Now we'll read the couple words in the Gemara and then look at Rashi to see this explanation in the text. So what does Rabba say? Kol she'eno boze achar ze, anything that cannot take effect one after the other, afilu bebas achas eno. So too, at one time, doing it both together, it does not take effect. So that if, in the case of the animals coming out of the pen through the narrow passageway, a tenth animal and an eleventh animal emerge, and you say, these are meiser behemah, these are ten, the eleventh animal does not become sanctified. So too, if a man says to his wife, I substantiate your vow, and then an hour later he says, I annul your vow, the annulment doesn't take effect. So you see, it's not boze achar ze. The annulment will not follow and have any meaning after you did the hakoma, the substantiation. Likewise, if you do them both together, it does not, the hafora that you mentioned does not take effect. The Gemara continues. Boy Rabba. A man says, Kien lichi hayom. He says to his wife, I am mekayim your vow today. On the side of the Gemara, we have a mivneh heading, which points out that the double underlining that you'll see from here onwards within this section of Gemara highlights the question, mahu, what is the din? And you'll also see a dashed underline highlighting the expression im timtzilomar, meaning, and if you say, in other words, if you take one position of the analysis, what will follow into the next question. You also see a house marking that highlights the beginning of each case that is presented. So we start here with a question that you'll note is a very long question. How it takes you down almost halfway down the Ayin Omid Aleph. By the way, if you're interested in accessing marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. So now we have a question. Boy Rabo, Ki Lifi Hayom. We take a look at the Rosh commentary. You'll notice in the lower part of the page, Boy Rabo Kim Lifi Hayom Mahu, Mi Amrino, do we say, Kaman Diomar Mufi Lifi Mohar Domi, that I am annulling your vow tomorrow. Di Lo Kain, if you don't say that that's what his intention is, Amai Omar Hayom, why did he bother saying, I am substantiating your vow today? Helolav, rather mitur dayom, from the extra word hayom that this husband used, yesh ledaktik, there is room for inferring. Hayom ya kayem avol mochor ye mufar, v'hischil haforam ayom el. What we've dashed underlined here in the Rosh is very important. The concept of a husband being mefir, annulling his wife's vow, is only if it's on the day that he hears the vow. So even if we do infer this, that I'm substantiating today, implying that I want to annul it tomorrow, he can't possibly mean simply I'm annulling it tomorrow. That would have no value. Therefore, the Rush adds, and I want it annulled tomorrow, but the annulment starting from today. So we go back to the Gemara text. The husband said, "Ki michayom mahu, mi amrinon keman diomar lo mufer lichi lamochar." Do we say that it's as if he's saying, "I want it to be annulled tomorrow"? And as the Rosh said, that the hafora starts from today. Oidilmo ha lo omar lo. Or, listen, he didn't spell it out. He didn't say that. All we hear him saying is, I'm substantiating your vow from today. And then there would be no possible hafara. We continue at the top of Ayin Omid Aleph. Im timtze loymar ha loyomar lo. And if you take that approach, that which is not said is simply non-existent. And we don't infer. We don't infer hafara from that which was stated. Omar law mufalichi lemocher ma'u. Let us say that he says to her, "I'm mekayim it today, and I'm annulling it from tomorrow." Mahu mi amrino lemocher lomotzi mefer dehal kaime lenidre hayom. Do we say that this idea of annulling it from tomorrow does not work because he was mekayim it today? He did substantiate it today. Oidilma kevan de omar law. Since he didn't say Kayim Lichi Hayom, Ki Komar Lo Mufer Lichi Lamochar Mehayom Komar. The approach we have taken to explain the Gemara up till this point in this last query is dealt with by the Ran. However, the Rush presents the Gemara in a more direct, we'll say, textual fashion. And we look at the Rosh together on the fourth line into the Rosh commentary. Omar mufer lichi lemochar mahu. And here, contrary to the way we explained the Gemara just before, here he is only saying to her, mufer lichi lemochar. Mi amrinon, do we say, midika omar mufer lichi lemochar? Keman di Omar Kayim Hayom, Domi, since he's saying, I want to have it annulled from tomorrow, it's as if he's saying, I want it established, I want to substantiate it from today. Dim lo kein amai Omar lemochar. If that's not what his intention is, so then why did he bother mentioning the idea of annulment from tomorrow? Oh, Dilma, Kevin de Lomar Beferish Kim Lich Hayom, or do we say, since he didn't say explicitly, and here you see the Rosh explaining differently than the way we explained before, since over here he did not say, I'm establishing it for you from today, lo daikinon le michlal, we don't infer the chi omar mufi lichi lemocher kilu omar kiim lichi hayom. So the two approaches are, one, in other words, the first part of the question is, since he says, Mufer lichi lemocher, do we make the inference that he wants to establish it from today? Or, no, he didn't say so explicitly, I want it established from today. And therefore, when he says, I want it annulled from tomorrow, that's not tantamount to his establishing it from today. Let's just read the Gemara text again, bearing in mind the Rosh's simple, direct explanation. On the top line, Im timtze lomar ha lo omar lo, coming on the heels of the Gemara on Samach Tes Amud Beis, since he didn't say so explicitly, all he said in the first question was, Kim lichi hayom. But since he didn't say, Mufer lichi lemochar, we don't make that inference. Omar law. What happens if he says, Mufer lichi lemochar? I want to have your vow annulled from tomorrow. Mahu. Mi amrinon lemochar lo motzi mefer dal kaime lenidre hayom. Do we say that, well, this infers that he wants it established from today, and therefore the annulment will not take effect tomorrow? Oh, dil mokeven de lo omar lo kim lichayom, or he didn't say I want it established from today. Ki komar lo mufer lichi lemochar, when he says I want your vow annulled from tomorrow, mehayom komar, he really means to have it annulled from today. V'im timtze loymar afilu hochi kevon de kaimoi hayoim lemochar keman di isei domi. Rashi on the first narrow line is very helpful here. The imtim selomar kevan de kaimo hayom, Rashi says, Klomar, Delo Chayla Hafora Ad Lemohar. Well, all he did say explicitly was that the Hafora should be from tomorrow. Almo de Bahai Yoimo de Shoma, therefore on the day that he heard the vow, Nichole de Lekayim, he seems to be in approval of it remaining. Ukamandi Ise Lekium Domi, the Kaimo Biodayim Velo Havi Hafora Klal. And if you take that approach, that since he specified the Hafora from tomorrow, then today the Hakoma does take over and it will remain. And that's what is meant, Lamocher Kamandi Ise Domi. It's therefore, when tomorrow comes, it's as if the vow is there, is intact. What about this? Kien Lichi Shaw Mahu. I want your vow substantiated for an hour. Mi Amrinon Kamandi Omar Lo Mufer Lichi Lacher Shaw Domi. Is that as if he's saying, I want it annulled an hour later? Oidilma. Holo Omar Lo, or well, he didn't say that. He didn't explicitly say that. Im Timtzeloi Ma Holo Omar Lo. If you take the approach, well, he didn't say it, and therefore the substantiation remains a substantiation. Mihu Omar Lo Mai. What would be had he said, "I mekayim it for an hour," and an hour later, I want it annulled. Mi amrinon kevon de kaimo kaimo. Do we say that, well, once he establishes it, it remains intact? O dilmo kevon de kule yoyme bahar komovar aforahu. Since the whole day until nightfall, it lends itself to either being established or being annulled. Ki omar mufer lichi lachar shom mahani. From the fact that he does mention, I want it annulled an hour later, it's still within the time frame for annulment to be effective. So it will be effective. Toshma. So we try to we resolve this from the following. Note we have a long marking. Hareini Nazira. Man, no, it's a woman, a married woman says, I am accepting upon myself the vow of Nazirus, of abstaining from wine and all the accompanying restrictions. Veshoma Bailo Vomar Vani. And the husband hears this and he says, and me, like, and me too. Ein yochol lahafer. The husband cannot annul the wife's vow. Ve'amai. Why do we say the husband cannot annul the wife's vow? Nemo vani de omar. Why can't we say that the vani, and me too, that he said, hu al nafshe. It's personal, it's regarding himself. To have a nozir, and I too am a nazir. I am a nazir. Aval hareini naziru di la. But the nazirus that his wife had accepted, shaw achas kaimo, it lasts for a moment, enough time for him to link into it. Lachar shaw ipoi lefer. And an hour later, if he wants to, let him annul it. Amai ein yochol lahofer. Why is it that it says in the source he cannot annul her vow? Lav mishum dekeva dekaimo kaimo. Is it not because he did substantiate it, even if you say substantiated for a moment, but he is substantiated. His substantiation served as the basis of his own Nazirite-ship of becoming a reality. So with this attempt, what's the Gemara then saying? That once you substantiate, even if the substantiation in your mind is for an hour, but that's it. You can't then annul it later on. The Gemara says, loy. You cannot conclude from the case of Nazirus our question before of saying, ki lichi lishon mufor lo lichi achar shah. They're not comparable. Kosovar Kol va'ani, the Tanaic source that we said, is of the opinion that when you use the word va'ani, and me too, in the Nazirite-ship case, kemando amar ki lifli olam domi. That's a stronger language. Saying va'ani is like saying, I want your vow, your Nazirite-ship, and is addressing his wife, to last forever. However, in our question of I want your vow to last for an hour and then be absolved an hour later, maybe the absolution does take place. The Rashi, let us look at the Rashi together. The Rashi we're looking at is toward the end of the narrow lines. Lo, mehocha leko lemashma mino. From the case of the Nazirus, we can't conclude. The taimo, dien yocha lehofer, the case in the Nazirus that the husband cannot annul his wife's vow, is the kosova kovani, kemadoma kim lifi li oilam domi. It's as if he's saying, regarding his wife's vow, I want your vow to be established permanently. Vesu lo motzi mefren, therefore he can't undo it later on. Avol hecha delo kaimo elo shoachas, v'chazer mefer lo shoacharas tiboy aloch. However, a case where he established it for an hour, and then an hour later he undoes it, that remains a question. Before we conclude the shiur, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.